We're going to begin this hour with a monthly feature that I love here on this show. It's called Giving Back. The folks at CIMG Residential Mortgage have this monthly segment where they come on the air to talk about the things that their members are doing in the community and shine a spotlight on deserving organizations and initiatives, of which there are many in Legion, of course, here in our community. And we love to shine the spotlight on them. We're joined in the studio, first of all, by Jeremy Salemson of CIMG Residential Mortgage. Jeremy, good to have you back in the studio as always.
As always, thanks so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here and giving us such a wonderful platform to talk about these critically important community measures that are happening.
And we're also joined in the studio by George Linney. George is a loan officer at CIMG now. Previously, he was the marketing director at Fleet Feet and a former pastor at Tobacco Trail Church, now with CIMG, but also still very active in the community, and right now he's helping lead a series of community conversations with Tyrone Irby called Let's Talk About Race, and we're going to be talking about those conversations in the next few minutes. George, thank you so much for being with us as well. How are you?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me on.
So tell us about the conversation series. How did it come about? What does it entail?
Absolutely, yeah. I was reaching out to my friend Tyrone Irby today, who, not unlike Jeremy, is a friend of mine through the athletic community. I used to work out with him. He was, when I first started at Fleet Feet, he was one of the early small business owners that really reached out and wanted to partner together. Tyrone's not in that different of a space than me. He's a 55-year-old black man, grew up in New York, but has lived in Durham, went to UNC. And in the aftermath of George Floyd and things that have unfolded this year, he really cast a vision that was about getting together and having conversations. The first, the real umbrella organization is Together We Stand NC. And Tyrone's been facilitating all summer long with me somewhat as lieutenant, which is a great place for me to kind of do whatever I can to serve him. Getting, particularly at a Pony Source Brewing Company, and getting people that look different, act different, and facilitating conversations. And it's really that simple. Our approach to racial reparation, if you will, and just healing some wounds is, can you get together with somebody different than yourself on a weekly basis and start a conversation? Mm-hmm. And maybe not such a high-stakes conversation to begin with. Maybe it's about something else. Maybe it's about running. Maybe it's about the financial space. Maybe it's about healthcare. Before you know it, if you're really intentional, you will be getting into some conversations and relationships that really matter and make a difference.
Yeah, and those kind of cross-cutting conversations, like we share an interest in running or things like that, that builds the relationship, and then you can have those difficult conversations a lot more easily, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I was just thinking about something that, you know, I wrote in when he asked me for some thoughts, something that I wrote recently, and this has been a part of my life for a long time, and trying to enter into spaces with maybe not so much like what's the huge giant thing that we do or the legislative piece. But I wrote, in my experience, race relations improve one relationship at a time, and they often grow through friendships or partnerships that begin about something other than race. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if we can find a meeting place that where we've got something in common, for me a lot of times it's been athletics, sometimes it's been faith and ministry, and then we find ourselves going, okay, wait a minute, we've got some help all around us. We're in a conversation here with someone that we might have had a bias towards, but now all of a sudden that we're running together, we're training for a marathon, we're not thinking black and white. We're not thinking in the same ways that we were. It's simpler than most people think. They mostly think it's about who they elect, it's about the legislation, it's about the mass gathering. And Tyrone and I are trying to grow something towards a podcast that's going to develop later in the winter that is simply conversations where people talk one-on-one, mm-hmm. and we just facilitate, like, what's going on in your life? What are things you're scared, nervous about? When you enter into particular neighborhoods, what do you really feel? Not do you feel guilty about and think you can't talk about, but what could you really talk about in this space? He's got a really big vision for this. It's easier actual work. They don't particularly need money right now. We might down the road. But he is calling people to, why don't you pick a day every week and facilitate a conversation with somebody, one person that looks different than you?
Mm-hmm.
I can do that week to week.
Yeah. I was speaking with George Lenny, by the way. How have the conversations that you've facilitated already, how have those gone? Who's been there? What have those conversations been like? What have you learned? What surprised you?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And we're kind of growing that kind of grassroots right now. The last time we were at Ponysaurus with a larger gathering, a big mission of his has been get out the vote, and that worked. It certainly worked in these couple of counties, Orange and Durham County. But he approached me and he said, George, we need to grow what you and I are doing. As a white and a black man, we need a white woman and a black woman. And sometimes it's the kind of thing that Jeremy would ask me too. Sometimes it's just like my job is to network and sort of think through where are my relationships. And Julie Ellen Simpson Voss, who was the former executive director of Girls on the Run, she onboarded, had a real passion as a Caucasian woman, but serving at a church as a lay member with a real passion about race relations. And then Lauren Seal, who, African-American woman, but finds herself at a church that's mostly in white space. And what's that like for her? Four of us got together. We continued the conversation. There was a lot of trust involved because Lauren didn't know anybody, but based on my relationship with her, she was willing to share with Tyrone and Julie Ellen, and just growing from there, one week at a time, getting together, having a beer, and talking about race.
Yeah, speaking with George Lenny, and again, we're talking about this series of conversations, Let's Talk About Race. It's through a larger organization, Together We Stand NC.
Yeah, it's really grassroots. I mean, I don't think
it's not a
501c3 or
anything
like that. You know, Tyrone's a small business owner who does primarily individual workouts. A lot of, you know, he's got personal clients. I'm a mortgage lender. We don't necessarily need to raise money, but he has branded quite a bit of stuff, some great t-shirts that say Together We Stand NC. You can find them. There's the feed on Instagram and Facebook are great, so great places to go and learn more. Quite frankly, if you're just on those, you're going to figure out Friday afternoons to come to Ponysaurus and get to know some people that are different. And Tyrone's really intentional with that. I was asking him the breakdown on his business clients. He said, I'm sitting at about 50-50 right now. He said, I've got a lot of diversity reflected in my business. And that's what really counts, you know. And for me in my own career, there's a real passion about accessibility and access and equity in terms of who has lending access. You know, being really intentional about there's folks that don't know what's out there and available to them, and I'm asking for people in that Together We Stand group to hold me accountable on that. Hey, who are you talking to this week that maybe didn't know they had access to a loan or a mortgage?
Yeah, Together We Stand NC is the name of it. Find it on Instagram, find it on Facebook. Just search for Together We Stand NC. It'll come right up. What's next? What happened? What's coming down the road?
I think this big push is that a podcast is going to I will say this, and maybe there is money raised. He's starting to invest in some sound equipment and getting some good space to really capture some really good podcasts. So his goal is by February the 1st of a true podcast. And kind of knowing that in that space, regularity, which probably isn't once a month, needs to be more like weekly. And when you really talk to a lot of people, sometimes if you really want to hit that, it's daily. So he may be growing. There could be enough interest in this that there's employees hired and that kind of thing. So so I think the podcast is the next thing to be looking for.
I'll find them on Facebook and Instagram at Together We Stand NC. Keep following this. It's extremely important. We'll continue to be as we get into next year and beyond. Speaking with George Lenny, again, CIMG Residential Mortgage, CIMGINC.com is their website. Also have Jeremy Salemson here in the studio from CIMG. And we've been talking about the Together We Stand NC and Let's Talk About Race. Certainly one of many, many things you've got going in terms of giving back and being connected with other organizations in the community. You've got something coming up with Table NC, right?
Well, we do, but before we get to that, I wanted to say, you know, how proud we are of George and what he's doing in the community, having these substantive discussions, creating meaningful connections in the community, and ultimately that's what it's all about for all of us.
Yep.
How can we affect change? How can we be positive and really support people at all times, but specifically through these difficult times? And so talking about sort of meaningful efforts, you know, we have a volunteer opportunity next week as well with Table NC. And for those listeners that aren't familiar with Table, Table is a nonprofit organization in Carrboro which provides hunger relief and nutrition education services to children living in Orange County. And as we all know, food insecurity is a major problem in North Carolina, not just in Orange County, but really across all 100 counties. And it's something that we all need to step up and impact as much as we possibly can. So as listeners, there are really three ways to get involved with Table. You can give food specifically if you have time to be able to drop that off. You can donate financially through the website, which is tablenc.org. And you can also volunteer, which is what we're doing next week through our Giving Back community and our team. Been so proud of the efforts that they've put into place over the last few years, identifying folks, individuals, organizations that need help, and then ultimately executing on that plan for us. And so we're proud to just do what we can in the local community. And again, just so proud of what George represents and the job that he's done and really to the entire team. So thanks, Aaron, for the opportunity to talk about this today.
TableNC.org for more on Table. Together We Stand NC is what to search for on Facebook or Instagram. It'll come right up for more on Together We Stand and the Let's Talk About Race series. Much more to say on that again as we go down the road, and find more on CIMG Residential Mortgage at CIMGINC.com. They're bringing us this Giving Back conversation today. Jeremy Salemson, George Lenny, thank you so much for both being with us today and for all you're doing.
Aaron, always thank you.
Thank you.